But don't you feel bad because he was your friend?
I would kill him. Because he is one of the most evil people I've ever known.
This guy shot up my book and bragged that he wants to kill me. There's a bullet right through my heart.
The second I saw him get shot, I wished that was my immediate first reaction was, why couldn't it have been okay?
The thousand sources in the DOJ and CIA I talk to all the time.
Okay.
That's why I fed the Southern District tons of shit to try and get him in prison.
So could you tell us the truth about who you fed dirt to SDNY? And you're a rat. You're an FBI informant.
No, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've already fed the Southern District tons of shit on him.
Could you tell us more about how you said you were a confidential informant to the SDNY?
About you?
Who did you feed SDNY information? You went to the FBI, Matt. You're a rat.
You are the most evil motherfucker I've ever met.
But I'm not a rat.
You know who I've talked to about all of your criminal activity? Everybody who would listen. The IRS and other agencies.
So you did go to the FBI.
I have talked to many people who have called me from law enforcement agencies.
When did you feed the Southern District of New York tons of shit,
when
Matthew?
When people called me and asked me questions about you, I answered them truthfully and honestly.
So we have Matt Tierman is on tape admitting to be an FBI informant. He's the first time breaking news. This is pretty nuts, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, that's my property.
This doesn't look good for you, bro. You shot me in the heart. You say you want to kill me. I mean, a lot of people find that pretty concerning. You said when Charlie Kirk died, you wished...
Property,
no, no, we're gonna file a restraining order against you. So is that projection? Is that
my property?
No, that's my book.
No, it's not
if
your
you
book.
If you touch me, we have security, and they're
no,
gonna
that's
Matt.
My property.
Matt.
3 years ago, on February 6th, I was indefinitely suspended from Project Veritas. We've done a few reports to you about Project Veritas in front of the logo that we have on this wall, but this one might be the biggest report of them all. It's about one of the former board members, a man named Matthew Tiermond. The six-hour board meeting, recorded on February 6th, defies all explanation. There was the picture of me nailed to the cross, the allegation I stole a pregnant lady's sandwich, the board's contention that me taking black cars instead of an Uber X was somehow a fraudulent expenditure. But donors pleaded with me to hire private security, while the board, including Matthew Tiermond, believed that spending money on this personal security was a form of financial misappropriation. Matthew Tiermond also said he wanted to, quote, carve my heart out and eat it.
I said you want to carve out his heart and eat it in front of him.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the quote.
Now, we had reason to believe that some on the board went to the New York District Attorney to try to get me arrested. After the board fired me, the board used the millions of dollars left in the bank to sue me, brought me to the SDNY to get a civil injunction against me to try to stop me from continuing to do any investigative journalism at all. We've previously reported to you, but we did not know how dark and sinister all this could become. A citizen reached out to me after running into Matthew Tiermond on the street in Miami and then spoke to him over the course of 4 months. What struck the citizen was that Matthew Tiermond relayed to her that the whole world is a fraud except him.
The whole world is a fraud.
So that means you're a fraud too?
No, the world around us. Individuals.
Why is everybody else a fraud but not you?
Well, check my behavior. Call everybody out and I'm happy to take ownership of any of my foibles.
This citizen journalist decided to record Tiermond. And in these conversations, Tiermond describes repeatedly how he wants to kill James O'Keefe, invests in pharmaceutical companies that he can't talk about, but he proceeds to talk about, and says that he acted as an informant to the SDNY, that's an acronym for Southern District of New York, which is also a metonym for the U.S. Attorney's Office, federal prosecutors there, and the FBI, to dish out dirt on conservative organizations in order to get them in prison. So now we present to you the rest of the story about Matthew Tiermond, including my interaction with him on the evening of Friday night, February 6th, the 3-year anniversary of my termination from Project Veritas.
For about a year or two, I was carrying everywhere I go.
Where?
Here.
Okay.
But that was because not because of local, that was because of the bullshit I was getting nationally.
Well, what bullshit?
The O'Keefe stuff.
What happened? Like, why were you, like, death threats?
Oh, yeah. Tons. I was talking to the FBI room. I became an enemy of the mainstream right. I helped build a lot of these people. Gavin Wax from the New York Republicans, Benny Johnson, I used to host him all the time. Charlie I've known since he was 19. I dislike Charlie. because he was totally corrupt. Even the righties, they're corrupt. So I've had my issue with Charlie, but we had a detente. We never fought until the O'Keefe shit.
Tiermond also reveals that he's been acting as an informant to the SDNY, the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the IRS with hopes of taking down various conservative figures which he deems to be corrupt. Tiermond claims he has thousands of sources in the Department of Justice and the CIA, and quote, this is what I do all day.
I have a thousand sources in the DOJ and CIA I talk to all the time,
okay.
And military intel, and every agency. I mean, this is what I do all day. I spent my day today trying to play stories about corruption. I won't tell you exactly about who and what side, but I spoke to the New York Times, and I spoke to National Review. I'm on all sides.
Tiermond says he's on all sides. Tiermond doesn't tell us all the people he went to the SDNY on. But what he does say is that he was getting special treatment from the DOJ in the form of a courtesy warning, that he was on some type of, quote, enemies list.
Last year, ahead of the election, I had phone calls from DOJ sources telling me that I was on a enemies list that was going to get perp walked for non-compliance.
Is that like a threat, or they were warning you? Like,
no, they were warning. I had a friend who happened to be at the DOJ at a deputy level who called me and said on a Friday night at midnight and said, like, dude, you're on a fucking list. You're going to get perp walked in October. And it didn't happen because what happened in between then?
We're not sure what, quote, happened in between then. But Tiermond also says that, quote, he has fed the SDNY tons of shit.
I've got him dead to rights on so much fraud. I've already fed the Southern District tons of shit on him. I've got more.
Yeah.
And I'm one of, I'm not special. I like to think I'm a little special, but he's a fucking scumbag. That's why I fed the Southern District tons of shit to try and get him in prison. But
Tiermond says the SDNY is all about power, something that Tiermond says he is especially interested in.
And the Southern District, especially perniciously, is all about power.
Tiermond also describes how there are no bad FBI agents.
I've worked with the field offices around the country for many, many years. They're all awesome people. I have never met a single bad, malicious, coercive FBI agent in a field office anywhere in the country. They're all freaking awesome.
What's striking about that is the FBI raided multiple Project Veritas journalists while Tiermond was on the board of Project Veritas in November of 2021. And Tiermond expressed at the time to everybody in the newsroom that he was opposed to the actions of those FBI agents, but somehow now he's never met a bad FBI agent. And recall that the affidavit of the probable cause of that FBI raid remains completely redacted, line by line, and behind those black lines are the sources, methods, and individuals that the SDNY spoke with. Then Tiermond describes working with legacy media organizations to take down conservative figures, including the New York Times, which Project Veritas had a defamation lawsuit against.
I'm working with the New York Times right now. Do I want to work with the New York Times? Of course not. They're lefties. But if they're going to go after the truth of what's going on here, then okay.
And what's going on? Like, what's going on?
Don Jr.'s insider trading and defrauding the entire system. Stephen Witkoff, Howard Lutnick. I usually call him Nutlick.
Tiermond specifically mentions Donald Trump Jr. and claims that Don Jr. is engaged in insider trading and using his position to execute crypto schemes with foreign governments to bribe Trump. Now, we haven't verified this, but we're showing you what Tiermond's claiming in this interaction, and that Tiermond's main mission is to make sure that Donald Trump Jr. ends up in prison.
Yeah, Don Jr. was a little annoyed with it.
Yeah, but
fuck Don Jr. He's been fucking stealing money by the billions. One of my missions for the next 2 years is to make sure he ends up in prison.
Why?
Because he's stolen a fucking $1 billion from the American people. He's an absolute fucking grifter. He's insider trading SPAC announcements. He's doing crypto schemes to get foreign governments to pay his crypto platform to bribe the president.
So as concerning as all that sounded, nothing prepared us for what Tiermond would say repeatedly. He proudly and shamelessly says over and over again that he wants to kill me.
And I shared the depo with like all the people that knew, the people who I worked with at PB or worked for me at PB. We have an alumni group chat of all of us who've been through this fucking shit.
But don't you feel bad because he was your friend?
I would kill him. Because he is one of the most evil people I've ever known. He is a true narcissistic sociopath.
It's ironic that Tierman refers to me as a sociopath, because this next statement is perhaps the most heartless thing a person can say. Tierman claims that when he saw Charlie Kirk was murdered, he wished it was me.
I got multiple people who know me well and know my relations with Charlie, and James messaged me after Charlie was shot and said, be honest, when he was shot, did you not for a second wish that it was James? And I've honestly responded to every one of those people. The second I saw him get shot, I wished, that was my immediate first reaction, was why couldn't it have been okay?
Tierman says he wants to make $100 million to weaponize money through investment banking. He actually says the investment banking he does is a form of theft, stealing.
I'm in a stage of life where I'm going to weaponize money.
How are you going to do that?
Make a shit ton of money, so, and then weaponize it. And I know how to weaponize it because I've been in this whole fucking milieu. I know the donors, I know the foundations, I know how to do it. Right now, I think my highest best use of time and power is making $100 million to weaponize money better than anyone.
So how are you going to do that? Teach me this financial secret.
The old-fashioned way.
What's the old-fashioned way?
I'm going to steal it.
No, really? What are you going to do?
Yeah, investment banking.
Oh.
Matt is a broker licensed through FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. He claims he wants to weaponize the money against the entire system, in the same way that Paul Singer does.
I have a very aggressive venture portfolio and investment banking business, and I'm making a lot of money, and I am looking to make a lot more money to the point that I can weaponize the entire system the way Paul Singer does, but my way. So that's my goal.
Tierman acts as an advisor and he solicits investments for a variety of companies, some of which are in the pharmaceutical space and some of which he solicited investments while on the board of Project Veritas. These companies include Cathaid Incorporated, Matt Tierman LLC, and a company called ClaimFound. Tierman's broker check report shows that he is currently employed by and registered with something called Bradley Woods & Co., registered on 3rd Street in New York. Last week, Tierman says in text messages with the undercover journalist that one of the companies was about to get FDA approval. He asked her for luck tomorrow because on that day, the company which does gene therapy and therapeutics data targeting was submitting a timeline to the FDA. In another text message, Tierman describes how he's not allowed to talk about any of this. Quote, restricted during the terms of engagement where sensitive information can be used by those without the same fiduciary responsibility. He says he has a, quote, target on his back because of politics, LOL. The undercover journalist asks, what's the name of the pharmaceutical company? And Tierman says he can't discuss this over text, but Tierman later identifies the name of the company in person so that it isn't in writing. Tierman says he could, quote, lose his licenses and, quote, face civil and criminal penalties levied.
But I will dose you. I'm like a doctor. I trade healthcare stocks.
That's
so
sweet of you. Yeah.
I'm a sweet guy.
It's not that serious that you tell me which company it is.
Not a text message. Yeah, I signed an NDA.
Oh, okay.
I can't fucking text it to you.
Okay.
Like, I've got a fucking company that I literally have an investment banking mandate where I'm under NDA on everything they do because they're in stealth mode. So, yeah.
Yeah.
If I told you about it, you wouldn't have heard of it anyway. It's called Petrogen. But I can't text it because one day in court,
of course,
like,
I get it.
That will, like, end up, like, I'll lose my license, I'll have criminal and civil torts, like, so, that's just common sense.
This deck shows what the company, Petrogen, does. Commercializes therapeutics for periodontal disease. The deck for Petrogen lists some of the people involved, including a few doctors and this CEO. What's interesting about Tierman's mention of Petrogen is the same company Petrogen was named by George Skakel in a videotaped deposition in federal court between myself and Project Veritas, the company I founded. George Skakel also was a member of the board of Project Veritas, and George Skakel says that Petrogen could be sold to a big pharma like Pfizer.
Three of the four companies you've invested in, you would consider to be in the medical field.
Petrogen could be sold to a big pharma.
Like Pfizer.
Like Pfizer.
Remember, Project Veritas was investigating Pfizer right when they indefinitely suspended me 3 years ago this week.
We're exploring, like, now, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can preemptively develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating f***ing viruses.
And both Matthew Tiermond and George Skakel signed a conflict of interest policy with the board of directors where they should have disclosed their investments in a company like Petrogen or any other company that George Skakel mentioned under oath.
How do you define conflict of interest?
Oh, I don't know. Give me a dictionary and I'll read you the definition.
Tiermond also mentions our documentary, The Truth Inside Veritas, and theorizes that I would release the sequel on the 3-year anniversary of February 6th, just last Friday. That was the 3-year anniversary of the board meeting where they officially ousted me.
He's already tweeted a couple times and did videos that he's going to be doing another episode of this documentary series. And he was supposed to release it, I guess, a couple weeks ago. He didn't. I know what he's doing. He's saving it for the 3rd anniversary of the board meeting where he was ousted in a coup.
And when is that?
February 6th, my birthday. So it all dovetails.
If somebody, like, put a gun to my head and said, what's the most fun, memorable day of your life? I'd probably say that day.
Little did Tiermond know, we had something else planned for that evening.
James O'Keefe here in Miami Beach. We're outside the Cardozo Hotel on a Friday night, about to meet up with Matthew Tiermond, investment banker, former Project Veritas board member. He's been meeting with our undercover journalist for the last 3 months. And one of the things that we discovered is he had shot up my book.
Looks like he missed and then he shot me right through the heart. And then as you see the exit wound on the other side, so this guy shot up my book and bragged to our undercover that he wants to kill me.
I would kill him because he is one of the most evil people I've ever known.
So we're about to go talk to him and ask him about that.
So how long does it take to get you in and out of that closet?
15 seconds.
Duly noted.
The undercover journalist got up and left the table, and I showed up. We had to make sure that Tiermond was not armed.
For about a year or two, I was carrying everywhere I go.
The undercover hugged him, checked to make sure there was no weapon or gun, and then we approached in Miami Beach.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Prayer to Saint Michael, the Archangel, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, most glorious Prince of the heavenly armies, Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in our battle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of this world of darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Defend us in our battle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of this world of darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Ephesians 6:12.
Hey, is this seat taken?
There we are.
So for the last few months, the person you've been talking to actually works for me.
What's that?
Every text message you sent, that person actually works for me. So we're doing a story about how you said you wanted to kill me.
I didn't say I wanted to kill you. I said, metaphorically, I would carve out your heart and eat it, referencing, as in the Depo tape, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Sure about that? You sure about that?
Yeah.
You said you wanted to murder me. You wanted to kill me.
Yeah. Well, I think you're evil as fuck, so I think that...
Did you say you wanted to kill me? A moment ago, you said you didn't say that. Did you say it?
I don't recall.
I would kill him.
Quote, I would kill James O'Keefe.
It's metaphoric. I wouldn't physically kill you. If I was physically going to kill you, I'd kill you.
Did you physically put a bullet through my heart in a book?
I had to do some target practice ahead of deer season, and that was what was around for a target.
You didn't seem like a very good shot.
No, I'm a pretty good shot.
All right, looks like you missed the first time around. Your bullet went up there. What was it, 7 feet, 7 yards, 15 yards?
Well, so that's theft.
Yeah.
That's my property.
Yeah, there's a bullet right through my heart. That's a threat.
No, it's not.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Well, you shot me in the heart. You say you want to kill me. I've got some more tape. You said when Charlie Kirk died, you wished...
We're gonna
file a restraining order against you. We're going to file a restraining order against you, a criminal restraining order. I look forward to discovery. That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
And you said that Charlie Kirk was corrupt. That was a direct quote.
Yes.
I dislike Charlie because he was totally corrupt.
The
he messaged me after Charlie Kirk was shot and said, be honest, when Charlie Kirk was shot, did you not for a second wish it was James O'Keefe?
Yeah, many people did message me that day.
Why couldn't it have been James O'Keefe?
Because you are the most evil motherfucker I've ever met.
But I'm not a rat. And you went to the FBI. You also said that you were a confidential informant to the Southern District of New York. That's one of the other things you said.
That's why I fed the Southern District tons of shit to try and get him in prison. But
you said you were a confidential informant to the SDNY. Could you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah, I'm 100% fine.
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell us more about how you said you were a confidential informant to the SDNY?
About you?
You mentioned a number of folks. You mentioned Tucker Carlson. You tell me who you mentioned, because we have it all on tape. And you're a rat. You're an FBI informant.
Okay, so you're going to have to be more specific. I've never talked
to the SDNY. We have everything on tape.
Why about you? So.
You said that you talked to the SDNY. Can you tell us more about that?
No, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who did you feed SDNY information? You went to the FBI, Matt. You're a rat. You ratted on someone to SDNY. I want to know who it is. Answer the question. You know who you ratted on. Tell us who it is. So it says I would kill. Would you kill me?
It's a fucking part of speech. Do I think you are an evil scumbag? Yes.
Yeah. This is pretty nuts, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, that's my property.
This doesn't look good for you, bro. You're shooting someone in the heart? You want to carve my heart out and eat it? Are you in love with me?
I'm not the guy who's hooking up with dudes.
Because you're... Okay. So is that projection?
Okay.
Is that...
My property.
No, that's my book.
No, it's not
if
your
you
book.
If you touch me, we have security, and they're
no,
going to... Matt?
My property.
Matt?
I will see you in court for that.
Okay.
So. Okay, I got to go get my Uber, but do you want to walk with me?
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Well, you had phone calls from the DOJ...
Get up here, tab, buddy.
No, she...
We're here with Matthew Tierman, who has admitted that he went to the SDNY. He's kind of being very evasive about it, but he did say that he did give information to SDNY. He said he was feeding them tons of shit. Do you know what's a crime? Well, we'll wait till he pays the bill. He was going to walk away without paying his bill. You know what's a crime to lie to the FBI?
I love how you spin everything.
So did I spin everything while I was at Project Veritas? Did I spin everything at Project Veritas? I worked there for 10, 13 years. Was it all a lie?
You spun a lot of shit.
What videos were fake at Project Veritas?
So what you used to do was everybody else would do the work, and then you would helicopter in between show tunes, LARPing festivals.
You attended a musical in Oklahoma, didn't you? You attended that.
Actually, that was the one talented thing that you did. You were actually quite good.
I appreciate
that
very much. Why won't you come clean about who you spoke to inside the SDNY?
Because I don't work for you. Because I don't have to tell you anything.
There are
so
literally...
people ask me questions about you, I tell them the truth.
Have you ever...
About your behavior.
Have
you ever... Your behavior is grotesque. You're grotesque. You behave... And I love how...
Is this grotesque? Is a bullet through my heart and the book grotesque?
I need a target.
Who did you go to target practice with to shoot the book?
This was on a ranch in Michigan.
Were you alone?
I was.
So you shot my book alone in a ranch in Michigan? A bullet through my heart?
What's the difference between me being alone and me being with other people when I'm doing target
practice? Some would say that it's pretty weird that you're alone shooting my book through a heart with a bullet. Was it a 9mm bullet?
No, it wasn't a 9mm bullet.
Was it a rifle bullet?
It was a rifle bullet because I was deer practice.
So you were alone in Michigan shooting my book, there's the exit wound, with a rifle bullet? Mm. Is that what you're doing?
Where is my Uber?
I'm going to hold this up. I've already fed the Southern District of New York tons of shit. Who did you feed the Southern District of New York tons of shit, Matthew?
When people called me and asked me questions about you, I answered them truthfully and honestly.
Did you feed tons of shit? What shit did you feed the Southern District? Be specific, please.
The truth about your spending and your abuse of the people around you.
So we have Matt Tierman is on tape admitting to be an FBI informant. He's the first time, breaking news. Matthew Tierman has just admitted... That he's an F.
You're a fed.
What is the Philadelphia Society going to say when they see this?
Bro,
Aren't you on the board of the Philadelphia Society, Matthew?
I'm on the board of many organizations. Not Project Veritas, because you blew that up.
There was no Project Veritas after he set fire to it.
So you're saying that I set fire to it, but you indefinitely suspended me without pay 3 years ago.
I didn't indefinitely suspend you.
You voted on that.
I did vote on it because it made sense when you were stealing so much money to use for your own utilization. Yeah. And
you said that tickets. I banged private whores on private planes.
The dude spent $2.5 million on private planes to bang chicks who slid into his DMs.
That's a lie. Can you name a specific plane that I banged a whore on?
No, I did not say that. And if these things are character...
We have it on tape. So I'm quoting you.
Yeah. Dude, your career is floundering, bro. You're doing fuck all nothing. Like, this is the vendetta.
Tell the camera my career is floundering.
You misappropriated millions of dollars in a 501c3. You abuse your employees.
That's defamation.
You slept with women for jobs. No.
That's total defamation. Okay, great. So when you make that statement, you're going to have to back it up with evidence,
okay,
Matt.
We will do that.
Because
do that
what the American people are seeing is a guy who says he wants to murder me. You're shooting up my heart on my book. You say you're a confidential informant to the Southern District of New York, and you won't...
I never said that.
Okay, let me quote you. Quote, that's why I fed the Southern District of New York tons of shit to try to get him in prison. And you still...
Every law enforcement agency who would ask me a question, as much information as they wanted. The American.
Why haven't you done any investigative videos? Why hasn't any of the people done any investigative videos?
I've done tons of investigative videos.
What investigative video have you done within the last year that's been a hit?
Dude, unlike you, I don't do it to LARP for the audience.
Why do you do it, Matthew? Why be a confidential FBI informant? Why? What's the purpose of you doing this?
Truth, justice, and the American way. Calling out evil, narcissistic, sociopathic motherfuckers.
Is it all about money? Is it all about money to you?
Dude, this is like...
$100 million is what you said. You wanted $100 million.
Right now, I think my highest best use of time and power is making $100 million to weaponize money better than anyone.
Is that your price?
My price is my life, right? No, yeah. Your price is dirty horse.
Well, I guess your price is $100 million. Matthew Tiramon, there he is, threatening court. He did admit, Matthew. Let's see who he's texting. He's going to text. Who's he texting right there? Who's he texting? Hi. Yeah, we're filming you too. Yeah, FBI informant. SDNY informant Matthew Tiramon. Wow, we're here in Miami Beach, and we just approached the former board member of Project Veritas, who he said he wanted to kill me. He confirmed that. He confirmed he was basically a rat, fed information to the Biden Justice Department and talked to law enforcement agencies to try to get me arrested. This is the former board member of Project Veritas just changing it up, saying all types of crazy things. I think he was in a state of shock. But he tried to talk over me. He tried to say a bunch of outlandish, crazy stuff to try to get his message across. But, reporting from Miami Beach, this is James O'Keefe with OMG.